Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for this short podcast. This podcast is for Real Estate Excellence members only. So if you're not a valued member of Real Estate Excellence, it will be no benefit to you. So Queensland Real Estate Excellence members, it's March. Oh my goodness. A quick update regarding the March Real Estate Excellence member update service. Today is the 1st of March 2021. So just a quick shout out in relation to the contents of the update for this month. As a reminder, I see the member update service one of the most valuable services I provide to you. It always has something I need to tell you and to share with you and to help keep you up to date and more. So the property management part of the member update, something that we're seeing with our membership advisory service a lot, a number of times a day, most days in the current situation and market. But tenants are requesting to extend a notice to leave or a notice of intention to leave. So if a tenant's given a notice to leave, goes without saying, lawfully, and or they've given a notice of intention to leave, and then they want to extend that. And what we're seeing is people not being able to find other accommodation, et cetera. So important information about legislation and best practice moving forward and risk management, particularly there, in regards to a tenant requesting to extend a notice to leave or a notice of intention to leave. Now, the licensee administration and sales part have been all put together because they're all relevant to the same topic. So there's new training requirements coming for our industry from the Office of Fair Trading. As most, if not all, know that the qualifications to get your registration certificate and or your full license are regulated through the Property Occupations Act and the regulations. Now, there's new training requirements coming later in 2021. So for anyone wanting to upgrade, etc., their skills now, particularly if you've got a certificate and we're looking to upgrade to licenses, but also new people in the future coming to our industry. So new training requirements coming. So what you need to know for now is included in that part of the member update. There's also a very useful reminder and information from the Office of Fair Trading regarding charging fees and commissions. Now, as part of my current trip around Queensland for property management excellence training, I'm including important information, particularly from the Agents Financial Administration Act, regarding charging lessors or sellers for that matter, and drawing funds from the trust account. So there's important information that I share in the member update, which I've also been including during the face-to-face education training events. And also just a case study in relation to an employee being awarded $119,000 after suffering injuries from trying to answer a phone. So just some risk management reminders there and takeaway points. The lessor newsletter, so the property owner lessor newsletter template, are survey templates for both a lessor and a tenant. So they're example questions to for your final edit in a Word document to either be emailed out to your tenants and or lessors or to be used as a phone. There's quick questions there and a great way to just connect with your clients, to say hi, thanks for your business as well, and just to do a quick survey. There's a massive 3 QCAT cases of the month provided to you as part of the monthly member update service. There's one a decision regarding acreage and quiet enjoyment and section 183 with trees being removed and subdividing of the land. There's a QCAT appeal, very interesting one, regarding flooding and cleaning obligations of tenants. In relation to section 284, which is the non-livability provisions, and what are tenants' obligations when a property is flooded, non-livability. And there's also an unusual one that we don't see too often, thankfully I say, and I'm sure you'll agree, but a QCAT discrimination case where a tenant has alleged discrimination had taken place and they weren't successful in their tenancy application. So the tenants take an action for not being successful in their application. So three bumper cases to use for your private self-development or particularly team training and using as case studies. QCAT cases are obviously so important to keep up to date with what's happening, particularly through the tribunal. Again, as per February 2021, there's been further extensive property management excellence chapters being updated. I'm always reviewing the chapters for quality control, and when needed, obviously, they need to be updated, particularly if QCAT cases amend best practice, etc. So there's folder
04, advertising and showing property. Folder 05, application forms and processing. Folder 06, tenancy sign up. Folder 07, rent payment methods. Folder 10, tenant obligations in general. 12, general breaches by tenant. 13, maintenance folder. And 14, breach of agreement by ending the agreement early. ACCA, break lease. So they've all been updated, the chapters, the PME, the Property Management Excellence actual chapters. Remember, there's 39, and just email us if you need. And please make sure you're going online because the chapters do update, and we do advise you during the member update monthly email service. Thank you for joining me. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. As always, thanks for your valued membership. Thanks for your business. And we're an email away if we can be of any support. Bye for now.